for accessing unlimited potential with Kathy Vino Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's tax day, April 15th, but I am not paying attention to that one. I'd like to begin by opening sacred space. To the winds of the south, great serpent Pachamama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Otorongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the north, hummingbirds, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, warm your hands by our fire. Whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, great eagle Wolban, condor Apuchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of, and teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. And Mother Earth, Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children, stone people, plant people, four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, thin-furred, winged ones, all our relations. And Father Sun, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations and Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names and you who are the unnameable one, illuminate this space and guide us during this broadcast so that the deeper messages behind the words I'm sharing will be felt by all my listeners. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to becoming a homo luminous being. Hello, everyone. I've entitled today, The Darkness Before the Dawn. A great deal of thought went into this specific broadcast today, reflecting on so much that is going on, that has gone on, and is continuing to go on now. We've begun a new year. It's here. Whether we use March 19th or April 1st, we've stepped into a new time and a new earth. And by the way, I didn't do the introduction introducing myself that I'm part of the oneness of the omniverse. We aren't only a part, we're part of the all. We're connected to the all. And we've all come together here at this time. And in this oneness with all of you, I want to share that we all are. And I say, I am the light. I am the love. I am the truth. I am. And so I encourage you to continue to repeat this coded message because it is assisting in the upliftment of yourself and humanity. And we are all divine beings in this oneness with the universe. Know that we've been selected. We're not here accidentally, people. We've been selected to be way showers. And although it's difficult, this is a magnificent time. And we're helping to light the way along the path to ascension. And as we and everyone else around us awaken, our higher frequencies will help others and others beyond them to come out of their drugged slumber and see the light of love. And I call upon Archangel Michael now. Bring in the light. Surround everyone in your beautiful blue light and lift off the negative energies and entities for all who are listening and those who will hear this message at a later time. This prayer is for all, that you can all use this to assist in your clearing And I have a new view of this too, that as I call in Archangel Michael to bring in the light, which is coming and pouring in anyway, but I'm lifting up the stuff that I'm holding. It's not from outside of me. It's not attacks from beyond me. It's what is coming up within me that needs releasing. Okay? So this new earth, this new year, this time, clarity of exact dates isn't essential, but we've finally moved out of the challenging days of Pisces and are now on a new trajectory, beginning this phase in the sign of Aries with a new astrological year and the age of Aquarius. There are many who are conflicted about the actual time of this age of Aquarius, but there's no doubt we've been feeling these powerful energies for some time now. Since my last broadcast, we've undergone two powerful eclipses, the lunar eclipse on March 25th, then the extraordinary solar eclipse on March 8th that we had in New England, and many across the United States and Canada were able to witness it in partial or full totality. There were many warnings, closings, and media hype, ramping up fears of what might occur. And actual events that might have taken place are vague or shrouded, but they may become evident at a later time. What I know is we witnessed the eclipse. We were able to see it from our back deck at our house. And I know the energies were impactful. It was just an awesome experience. It's interesting that the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed on March 26th at 1:30 in the morning, less than 24 hours after the lunar eclipse. And the truth of that event will be another piece in the revelations that are coming forth in this awakening of humanity. Also, there were other bridges since that have been threatened by barges loose in PA and something going on in Oklahoma. So there's a lot of activity, a lot of things where those of us who are aware, especially on alternative news, are seeing and experiencing. In my March broadcast, I went into detail about the astrological events leading up to this time and the solar eclipse. If you haven't heard it, I provide a background from January, events, astrological events occurring from January that lead you into the now that you might find helpful. We've been through a great deal in a very short time of powerful energies pouring in from the central sun and many portals opening. From what I know, these portals will remain open during this phase of our transition. From January through March, we had 10 angelic 444 portals opening, beginning an intense cleansing. And now we're being upgraded with three additional angelic portals in April. We've already had one on the 4th, on the 13th, and another one is coming on the 22nd. Along with these portals, the extraordinary solar eclipse started a process of our transition to another reality. These amazing energies from the sun, the galactic center, are emitting great pulses of energy towards the planet. This is helping to release all those low frequencies from our body. In past lives, we've been held down, pushed down, and enslaved by others. And this solar eclipse is helping to dissolve all the karmic bonds we have. one channel shared these thoughts about all that is now taking place, and I quote, "The forces of darkness on earth has entered its final and decisive stage." I'm sorry, did I read that right? "The forces of light and darkness on earth have entered its final and decisive stage. Darkness thickens before dawn is no longer a metaphor, but a reality on your planet. The struggle for their existence of Draco Reptilia and their puppets in power has now reached its climax," end of quote. This explains all that we're feeling, seeing, and experiencing. The general consensus is that everything in our world is getting worse and our lives are becoming more difficult. And I see that. Prices are higher. Travel gets challenged. Things we want to do, there's different barriers that come into place. Things with people around us, so many things are playing out that, yes, feel hard, feel difficult. This is our present experience because all negative things are emerging with immense speed and force. The light is pouring in, and that is what is bringing all of this into our view. However, the truth is that these things always existed. We just weren't ready to see them. It is important to observe what's coming up because this darkness must be seen. It was buried under our feet for a long time because we didn't want to see it. We didn't want to remember. We didn't want to relive very difficult times. So we kept these energies buried deep within ourselves. But now the light has emerged in full force and is bringing it all to our collective consciousness. It's time. One metaphor that was shared about this process is that we can think of this as cleaning an extremely dirty floor. And as one sweeps, much dirt is removed. However, in the sweeping, many small particles of dust rise and remain suspended for a time. At this time, I believe that much has been cleaned and cleared from Mother Earth, things that from the Galactic Federation, things from above and beyond, and from advanced groups within our own society, but that we couldn't handle that ourselves. But now that part is complete, and much of what that was accumulated over eons is suspended to be seen, to be experienced, to be known, to be analyzed. There's nothing worse coming into our lives. It's just the dust that has risen. So what was not seen is now being seen in this revelation, and it's not pretty or pleasant. One channel assures us that, I quote, "Those who are looking at their own energies head on with their hearts as a learning experience are eliminating the dust from their path and will be able to follow cleaner, less polluted paths. Now, those who are looking at all this dust and complaining and contesting don't want to do anything because they think it's the world that is vibrating negatively, they will carry their own energies with them." And we're reminded the chaff is being separated from the wheat. end of quote. Be assured that no one will be able to escape this divine light, but not all will ascend in this transition. Many are non-human, and others aren't yet ready to move into a higher vibrational frequency. Trust that all will move according to their own plan and agreements. This present phase, with the truth shining ever brighter, can no longer be hidden. That's why we're witnessing more and more absurdity with the lies and twists that are being presented to us. It's evident that the dark forces have lost control and don't have any more options. And there's so much, I glance at different alternative news sites, but to be honest, people, I barely glimpse at the little titles or the just tap into a few words, because it's part of a show. It's part of a show showing people what has already happened, that this has already occurred on our planet, this, and this, and they wanted you to think this, and they wanted you to do that, and they wanted you to do this. They're showing us now. But for those of us who understand and are beyond, we don't need to attend to any of that. We need to attend to ourselves. So all that each one of us is experiencing is not coming from someplace beyond us. We are seeing and living what originated from us at some point in our many lives and must be witnessed. In order to release anything, one must first see and acknowledge it. We must accept that all these things happened and briefly feel the feelings that come up. Allow these feelings to flow through you and then allow them to release. This is how we get rid of the toxins and sludge that have accumulated within us over our lifetimes. As we feel the feelings, we're accepting that those things existed in our 3D world. It's the acknowledgement and awareness of our past and then the acceptance. This is the process of clearing and cleansing. We can even bless these things, knowing that whatever happened came to teach us a lesson. Then we can give gratitude for all the lessons that we've learned. But we don't hold it. We let it go. I spoke of this process many times over the past 4 years, but now the intense light is assisting us by bringing up all that needs to be seen, and then we'll help dissolve it with its powerful cleansing light. We need to view it, but not allow ourselves to become one with it. If we do, if we go back, if we hold that old dark stuff, we'll attract more of the same. And one channel adds more clarity to this, and I quote, "All is well. You are all divine beings eternally and inseparably at one with Mother, Father, God, who are presently experiencing an unreal state that you invented with your extremely creative mind. It appears to you to be utterly real, and in this state, many of you are undergoing almost constant fear and suffering. As you are all well aware, fear is F, false, E, evidence, A, appearing, R, real, false, evidence, appearing, real. Your apparently real lives as humans in form and all that you experience through those forms that is not in complete alignment with love is unreal. But love is your true and only nature. And the more you can come to accept and trust that eternal truth, the more you will find peace, love, and harmony within yourselves, encouraging you to live your lives consciously and increasingly aware of this. End of quote. We are receiving so many supporting energies from many places beyond our sun. All are coming together, most especially now in April, to help us raise our vibrations and consciousness as we move on to the next step on the ladder of our ascension. This means that we can and are growing in leaps and bounds, especially those who are more fully aware. We are being nudged in a positive direction. So maintaining an awareness of thoughts, words, and behaviors will help more activate those internal light codes in our DNA. The way this transitional time is playing out is not something I expected. How could we possibly have foreseen this time in our lives? And we each are experiencing it differently. Childbirth is painful and messy, and those who are mothers are well aware. But the gift, the new life that emerges, is well worth the pain, which quickly vanishes. I'm trusting that we are here in this birthing process, but it is very painful for so many and impossible to sort out. Trust that the results of this phase will yield an incredible new earth that we will be creating full of love, harmony, balance, and peace. The human collective is witnessing all that is happening appear on a global scale. However, it's all actually occurring within and around us in our own microcosm. I'm seeing all types of events that are happening out there in the world occurring right here around me with friends, clients, family, and self at times. The war, more accurately, the struggle is right here within each of us. And I refrain from the term war because anything we fight against brings in more of the same. This struggle is different because it's about letting go of all that no longer serves us. Our past beliefs, our expectations, desires we hold that are based on false premises, people who use or abuse us. If something doesn't feel good, we need to release it by allowing that. But allowing that is so very, very difficult for many, because humanity is still stuck in the expectations, the how it's always been done, the attempt to please, to do, to give to others, while neglecting our own needs based upon love. It's time self-love must dominate. Once we achieve that, all that we think, feel, and do will ripple out into the world around us, creating wonderfully amazing results. I personally have gone through a lot myself. I've had some fluctuations in my own life and my mood. recently, I experienced brief times where I swung from great happiness or peace or joy to moments of frustration, anger, confusion, and heartache. I'm feeling so much from those around me who are struggling, and it briefly impacted me the other morning. All I could sense and visualize were heavy gray clouds all around me, and I sought to reach up, way, way up to that little opening in the clouds above for relief. It was tough. I later realized that I had consciously witnessed a shift into a higher vibration, but the transition brought me through some dark hours that held just a hint of despair. I don't recall ever reaching that low a level, at least not in a very, very long time. And upon reflection, I realized that I was transmuting much dark energy being released from those around me and humanity as a whole. That is my work. And it's not always easy because I hurt and I feel for everybody who's struggling. Well, later that day, my entire demeanor lifted into a more positive light, lighter and hopeful place where I've pretty much stayed at since. This wasn't what I expected, but it's been happening. All the light that's pouring in is flooding each of us, some being more open and receptive than others. So each one is experiencing shifts in their own way based upon where they are. Every human being is feeling the effects in some way. And it's clearing out the old, heavy, toxic 3D programs. There are seemingly bigger events happening worldwide. We hear it, the war, the this, the that, the that. But the real shift is coming from within. And each one of us is experiencing it in our own way. But for all, it's a cleansing of the old. So our rebirth self can begin creating this new earth that we're in. We're here amidst the turmoil, witnessing what no longer serves us fall away to make room for the new. This is how we lift our frequencies. Not unlike the way a hot air balloon increases the heated air in order to soar ever higher. Our beings are being flooded with light, raising us into ever higher frequencies. It's the only way, but this part of the transition is very difficult for so many, and I'm witnessing it all around me. Clients I haven't seen in a while and new people coming in are needing a clearing, a major cleansing, and a rebalancing and recharging of their energy system. Everyone is carrying some heavy, dark energy that are causing emotional, mental, and or physical distress. One overlying issue that I'm seeing with everybody is coming forth is the dealing of relationships in work, family, or friends that are not positive. Many are seeing that others who were trusted are now demonstrating openly how controlling and dark their behavior is. What was hidden beneath many false demeanors can no longer remain in hiding. Each individual's true colors are coming out, the veils have lifted and the reality of who those around us are is becoming more and more evident. And that too is reflected in things we see in the media and the behavior and the words and the actions that are coming out from all those people we used to trust and believe in. If we don't value ourselves and our lives, if we don't respect life and the uniqueness of each one of us and the incredible gifts each individual holds, we would destroy ourselves, which was exactly what was intended by the dark. It's by sharing what makes us unique, along with our capacity for love and compassion, that we come to discover our value. Last week, I was rereading Greg Braden's book, Human by Design. A basic premise that Greg speaks of is Darwin's theory of evolution that was presented in the book on the origin of the species in 1859. Greg has studied this and many other aspects of human development and states that we're trying to solve 21st century issues with 19th century theories. Darwin's theory promotes competition and force as it speaks of the survival of the strongest. Greg Braden comments that we were led to believe that we are, and I quote, the latest result of a series of chance events that have never been witnessed, proven, or duplicated, end of quote. And Darwin has promoted the theory that the only reason we still exist is through the survival of the strongest among us. We've been led to this belief that we have randomly evolved from the apes, accidents of nature, and that we are basically insignificant. The absurdity of this is incomprehensible. Yet these are the beliefs that humanity has consciously or subconsciously been living under. The interesting note here is that Darwin wrote later, when he was discussing the complex functions of an eye, and this quote says, in relationship to all these involved functions, that, quote, they could have been formed by natural selection seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest degree, end of quote. Even Darwin saw and eventually admitted the absurdity of his theories. It seems apparent to me that all these supposed great thinkers and scientists that have influenced our development over the past, 200-300 years, were supported by the very dark agenda of those who have enslaved us. And many of you are going to balk, but you're going to have to do your research. We can add others like Albert Einstein and Carl Sagan to this list. Each one in his own way did his part to deceive humanity in who we are, what we're capable of, and what our place is in this universe. These are the truths that we're going to learn about. Greg Braden is suggesting in his book that because of these bogus theories, we don't look at ourselves. We don't ask ourselves, where do we come from? Who are we? If we look at, ponder, and explore those questions, we come to realize that we are unique beings, beings created by God, having that God spark within us, being that hologram of the Creator. And this I've come to know. I know this, people. But prior to this time that we're in now, we were lied to about who we were. We were so deceived. And it was written very clearly over and over in our textbooks in school. Well, with new information coming forth, we can start seeing that we're not those little specks of nothingness, but instead we each hold great value, encompass incredible gifts, and are coming to the realization that we are so much more than humanity could have ever dreamed. We are divine co-creators of our world. What Greg Braden, like others, is bringing forth is that our prior belief in who we are was based on a false premise, a theory that Darwin developed and many others promoted that held the idea that only through force, competition, and conflict can one succeed and evolve. That program, along with countless other underlying beliefs of who we are being shattered by the light of truth. We need to look at this, though, folks. Look at what happens in schools. Sometimes, who's the strongest? The bully. The bully might be weak-minded, but the bully is physically stronger. And that bully uses force and conflict to put down others, to control others. In creating a competition of I'm better than, I can do more, I have power over you, that is not what our world is truly based upon, but it's where we were. In the 3D world illusion, it's where we went. And we learn when we start studying, I couldn't find all the spots, I was trying to look up a few more things, but Greg Braden and others pointed to examples of how cooperation, love, coming together, create incredible products, inventions that are for the good of all. That's where we need to be. It's obvious now, but we were raised in another way. So now we're shedding so many layers of density that we've absorbed into our auric field through many ages on earth in the 3D world. And the light is setting us free as it dissolves these countless layers of negativity and false beliefs that we've carried for a very long time. Greg Braden and others say that if humanity continued to live under the premise of competition and force, we would eventually destroy our species. The way forward must come from cooperation and love. And early in his book, he has key point number 4, where Greg Braden states, new DNA evidence suggests that we're the results of an intentional act of creation that has imbued us with extraordinary abilities of intuition, compassion, empathy, love, and self-healing. End of quote. Yeah, new DNA evidence There's a lot of evidence out there, people, that's been hidden and is coming to light. So by asking the questions, who am I? Where do I come from? We're delving into our beingness. We're looking to see that we're valuable, not some mere speck of nothingness. We are extraordinary beings, extraordinary. That's what all the channels have been sharing with humanity for a very long time, trying to wake us up so we can see the amazing divine beings that we are. I had to look to say, what else do I want to share? What else is might be pertinent? And it brings me back to me and my personal experiences. None of what's playing out now can possibly be coincidental. All that is coming up is part of a very profound transition. And the messages coming through are saying that we've reached the most difficult part of our journey. All that is presenting itself on multiple levels is a reflection of this shift into our new earth. One such time was just prior to the full moon lunar eclipse, when much of the U.S. experienced great storms that traveled west to east. When it finally reached us in New England, and I think that was, I did look back, I think that was around the weekend of March 23rd, right in there. When it got to us, it dropped in New Hampshire, where we live, 24 inches of snow. It took several days to clean up, and then warm temps showed up and rain that melted the snow so quickly that it seemed as if it had never happened. It was back to spring. So the last week of March brought spring weather with the trees budding and the plants sprouting. We were brought to a period of calm, because it ended up being the calm before another even bigger storm. So within 10 days of the previous storm, a second major storm, a nor'easter, hit us on April 4th, just 4 days prior to the solar eclipse. I'm sorry, but the timing of these major weather events between two eclipses can't be ignored. In the nor'easter, we got nearly 20 inches of heavy, wet snow and then lost all of our power for nearly 5 days. Cell service went out for over a day. Power was out for 5 days with a short reprieve after 3.5 days for some hours. We thought we were out of it. And we quickly started doing laundry. Because we were able to get hot water in our water heater. And we did laundry and actually cooked on the stove. And then it went down again for another day for a total of 5. And our internet was down for nearly the entire time. And New Hampshire had well over 50,000 people without power, with trees down everywhere. And many in surrounding states and into Canada were affected as well. When we got out and started driving around and saw the number of trees and huge branches that had fallen, it reminded me of the remnants of a hurricane we had witnessed some years back in North and South Carolina. when we drove down there to see my daughter. People, none of this was an accident or a simple response from Mother Nature. It was so, so much bigger than weather, so much more. And there are so many parts to the reasons for these events that we may come to discover. But it affected me personally in some unexpected ways. For many hours, I'd say 24, as the rain, as the snow continued. It was started, I think, on a Wednesday night and continued through Thursday, and we woke up to it on and on into Friday. We were totally, or a sense of being totally caught up from everyone and everything. We're not miles and miles away, but if there were an emergency, we could have chanced it and gotten into our truck, but it was really heavy, deep, wet snow. I don't know how far we could have gotten. So we didn't go out, obviously, and it was a very isolating feeling. And then a few days in, I realized some other things. We're totally dependent upon outside forces, services, and others to function daily. Although we have a generator, it's small and it only hooks up to certain things in the house and causes our life to be challenging, although very doable. So we were glamping in our lovely home, but we're limited. We could only cook with a toaster oven or an Instapot one at a time, as the kitchen only had a few outlets that worked. And then after a day, even though we had water pressure to flush toilets, the generator wasn't powerful enough to heat the water in the water heater. So after a morning of my husband taking a lukewarm shower, our bathing routines had to change. They were hampered. I also came to realize how connected I am to my cell phone and how isolating it was when we had no cell service or internet. So many things that I took for granted stopped, changed, or were altered. Our dishwasher didn't work. We had loaded our dishwasher, went to turn it on, and then realized, oh, it's not hooked up. And it's not a difficult thing, but it was a lot of dishes, heating the hot water and washing one small load of dishes at a time until those were done. And we couldn't do laundry. And obviously, there was no television. Not that we watch it all the time, but we usually watch it for an hour or two in the evening. And there was no internet access to check on things like, how many people are really without power? Are we alone in this? How is it affecting the world around us? There was no way for us to gather any information. It was strange. And it caused me to view my present life very differently. I claim I'm autonomous, but in many regards, I wasn't in control of my own affairs. And then I thought back of the times my husband and I would go camping up in the Sierra Mountains to beautiful places and be totally cut off from everyone except those we came upon that might be camping nearby. And I could feel how wonderful, how enjoyable those times were, and how connected we were to our surroundings, not to the city back home that we left. And it was with sadness that I realized how different our lives have become, and not always for the better. Well, I believe that all these experiences that we're undergoing are intentional ways for us to view our lives and ourselves to bring about change. I'm also under the belief that many things like these outages that have happened throughout the country and I'm sure throughout the world may just be a way for each area to get disconnected from the old system and brought online for a new quantum system that I know is waiting in the background to come forth. There are many thoughts about this that we can continue to explore, but the events definitely affected me in profound ways, in positive ways, and I hope are going to bring about some more changes for me personally too. Well, the channels speak of the illusionary world that we're leaving and how this is an enlightened, ascended world already here, waiting for us to see. It's right there. I've been saying, and I truly believe that the light is one, and our trajectory is well underway, carrying us towards this higher vibrational level so we can access this new earth. But the old adage that seeing is believing needs to be altered by humanity so that we can begin to believe that it's there. Thus, we will see the truth that lies right in front of us. So many other things I could say to you. One quote says, we're at the gates of a great manifestation. Time doesn't stop anymore. Time only gives for this disclosure process to begin. That's where we are. We are here at the disclosure. Yes, the light won a while ago. Yes, we stepped into the new earth. Yes, 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 to so many things I've said before. But it has taken this long to prep humanity so that when the deep, deep stuff of this disclosure come forth, the truth, that more and more will be able to hear it and accept it and survive the knowing of it. Lots and lots of people's going on. And we're on an incredible journey. And it's happening whether we want to acknowledge it or not. We are experiencing this remarkable journey where so much that unknown to us is being accomplished and created, and that our mere presence on the planet and our willingness to be a part of this right now in this moment in time is making a difference. It's making a huge difference. I want to just leave with a simple quote. It happened, my loved ones. It happened so that you are attentive and paying attention. There's a big move at sky level. This was a reference to the eclipse. The big portals are giving off lots of energy, lots of golden light, a golden crystal light for everything. Much energy is out on all levels and frequencies of light and love to finish helping this humanity to wake up and be free, to release you from all this dense energy that you've been besieging and harassing for so long. We are here. We are here to witness, and as we witness, we will move through it. Not with fear, staying in love and trust that we are one with each other and with God. And here I sit in, we're in New Hampshire. There's some work I'm going to be doing along with today. And we're blessed with finally a warm day. The buds are out, the flowers, the trees are budding, the flowers are showing up, the forsythias, the daffodils, things that I haven't yet seen are already here. So I'm being blessed with that right now. I will close sacred space, and I am sending everyone love and light. Satyamama gratitude, Adorango gratitude, Ancient Ones gratitude, Woban and Apuchin gratitude, Pachamama gratitude, Father, Son, Grandmother, Moon, and Star Nations. Thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing us to this point in time and allowing us to be a part of this incredible revelation and ascension. To my soul, my center, and my spirit, may I learn from these lessons. I am the light. I am the love. I am the truth. I am. Blessings and namaste to all.
For the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.